Hey, boy. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Online Podcast. This is one of those, outside of the Monday, suddenly inspired to do a podcast, sort of podcast, which is probably the original intention, not doing because I have to, because I want to. And I think cutting the schedule down to a weekly podcast and then add on anything that I like is probably a good idea. At least for me, for my schedule, for my crazy... Oh my god, did you hear that? That was my cat, Chai, and he's begging for food. And the girl is here, of course, but she's very sweet and quiet, and the boy is the noisy one. And also a foodie. You poor thing, you poor pathetic boy. What do you want? Okay, you guys have to listen to this. I'm down in the basement. You hear the water trickling. That is the drinking fountain that they have. Well, not really like a drinking waterfall. Moving water. And they like that. The boy is on the left. Is, you know, walking back and forth and trying to help me open the container to get the food out. Scratching it and sticking his head in. Okay, I'm giving him... He's like a hungry ghost, this little boy. Okay, I'm giving him a little bit too much that I'm supposed to. Oops. But girly girl, and this is for the girl. And she's just very patiently, quietly waiting for her food. Good girl. Oops, sorry, that was a loud bang. That was closing the food container shut. Of course, the boy would actually dig into it, and he's opened it a few times, so we have to make sure that it's quiet. I mean, tight. I'm pouring in water into the drinking thingy. It's one of those, you know, one that you can find in the pet store where the water gets sucked up, pumped up to the top of the container, and it drips down, and the cat's seem to love, you know, fresh running water. And so I'm going to work as usual. And this podcast really is sort of inspired by, you know, it's very, in this podcast community, it's very, I hate doing that, sorry. I keep not finishing my sentences. But this podcast is inspired by Aaron Archer and this boy Elroy. Adam, I thought I was gonna forget about it. I mean, forget his name again. I'm so sorry, Adam. You know, I'm retarded like that. But this is inspired by the two of them. Reason being, Archer sent me an email or a ching chong. Oops, you heard that. Archer sent me my Ching Chong message saying that he was listening to Adam's show and was, why is it not here? And was the, hang on, I'm looking for stuff. Oh, here, I should not. Wait, I'm doing stuff. reset, oops. Do not auto-delete. Okay. Listen to this.
Hey, John. This is Archer from ArcherRadio.com. I listened to your show today, your Monday show, which I am growing to appreciate more and more now that you're not podcasting as much. Anyway, I want to say two things. Yes, when you were trying to figure out this boy Elroy's name, Adam, I was screaming at you on my iPod. I'm like, John, that's Adam. That's Adam. Anyway, speaking of Adam, did you listen to... this boy Elroy today, on Monday, he has the binaural microphones that you have, and you could hear all the noises that he was making in the background and stuff, and it so much reminded me of your, you know, shows when you wear the binaural microphones. Remember, we've talked about this before. Anyway, you should check it out because he did an amazing recording. You can hear so many sounds in the background, like the birds and stuff, and the street noises and stuff. Anyway, that's all. Loving your show as usual. Anyway, that's all. Bye, you whore.
Bye. So that was Archer leaving me the message about This Boy Elroy show. I do love Adam's show, This Boy Elroy. Yeah, the thing is that I haven't yet resubscribed to it because I lost all my iTunes podcast subscription. And so I'm right now, as I'm talking to you, I'm actually downloading the episode. I think it's called Morning Glory. So I will be listening to that today. And I really do enjoy this, the quality and the sound of the binaural microphones. I know several people bought that because they heard the recording from my show. Now, of course, I heard the recording from another show that inspired me to want to go and buy that microphone and actually do my own recording that way. So it's sort of like a ripple effect that the podcast community is having, which is a really a good thing. It makes you more humble that your idea sometimes it makes you more humble that, you know, we are all the same and we're mutually inspiring each other, and that this is, you know, the whole reason why I am doing this today. And that's, and also, you know, I personally miss the, even though I don't do it, but I know that other people, I don't listen to my own recording all that much, but when it is a stereo recording, sometimes I like to re-listen to it. And the funny thing is, if you are the person in doing the recording at this time, when you hear back, when you listen back to the recording, you actually sort of put yourself back into the position of when the recording was done, which is kind of weird. Sometimes you can actually visual things that I'm seeing at this point later on when I'm listening back to my I'll hear it again, my recording. I'll see it sometimes, almost visualize things again. Pretty amazing. And the one that inspired me, the show that inspired me to do all this stereo recording was Hero from Japan. Yeah, it is Hero, H-E-R-R-O, Flom as in F-L-O-M. It's sort of like a little funny name title for a show because this guy from America went over to Japan and lived there currently now, sort of quite permanently. And he has a family there, and he has two sons and a wife in Japan. And he does that very well. Not only does he describe things very clearly, of course he was an English teacher as well, and he also captured the sound, and the sound is so underrated with the existence of television and video. And so it really does do a lot. In fact, I was having a conversation with my mom about audio and how songs and sounds and tones in songs can really affect you emotionally. You know how we listen to sometimes tunes that we relate to as being sad and being happy and all that. And so sound is very crucial, so which is what I'm doing this. But, you know, right now it's kind of boring because I'm just talking. There's no sound there is a tiny bit of sound that goes on around me right now, which is different from my usual podcast when I'm doing it in the studio. The microphone is usually up close to my mouth and very intimate, as if I'm whispering into your ears. But this one is different because the binaural microphones would pick up a lot of sound. See, as I'm standing up here, all of a sudden you see the computer, the whining sound, the spinning of the hard drive sound is here. I'm sitting down and I want to hear the difference. I'm sitting down now, so I'm down low. Now I'm going to stand up again and you're going to pay attention to that. So if you're not listening to this using your headphones, I advise you to put on a pair of headphones and listen to this again. So I'm going to stand up now. So you can actually feel that the sound changes. That was very subtle, but as I am pulling the door shut, all those can be heard. Of course, my walking and the acoustic of the room changes also as I walk from one point to the other. I'm checking on the kitties. Oh, now the boy is finishing up the girl's food. Great. I don't know where he got his foodiness from. And I'm coming back today to have lunch with my parents because I work so whore much that that was like a sentence structure from Steve and I always do sneak in the word whore. So I'm walking out. Bye, girly. Girly is sitting on our little bench with our shoes underneath, like a little shoe rack with a cushion on top, and she's sitting on top of it and she's enjoying the cushion. Cutie girl. So sweet. Bye bye, girly. Opening the garage door. I'm gonna walk underneath the garage door opener. Walk past it. Now I'm stepping out into the nature. Nature. Oh, why is there a police? There's a police car. So you can hear the birds. It's in the morning. As you can hear my voice, probably sort of the acoustic changes because there's no walls bouncing my voice back. So that was my back rippling, rumbling. And I'm in the car and I'm gonna turn on the engine. I'm gonna close the door. You're gonna hear a little bit of a pressure change in the you know what I should do? I should start the engine and then put the window down and then maybe close the door. Maybe that might not do the whole kitty geek thing. I don't know whether you still hear the little pressure change and cause the diaphragm of the microphone to kind of over modulate or whatever the hell it is to dust things. To do things, to dust things. Oh, that was so good English. It's in the morning, what you expect from a non-English speaker. Okay, I'm putting the window up. Oh, there was a police. I don't know what. Oh, good. You know what? This is spicy. She is giving tickets to these two cars in front of our house. Old looking cars. Tickets. Because it's sort of an eyesore. Because it's been there forever and it's so ugly looking. And it's been there for a long time. I don't know whether it's abandoned or not. So the police is now giving tickets to those two cars, which I'm glad. Yay! You know how sometimes it's hard. You don't know whether those are the neighbor's cars, and they're, you know, old looking. Almost looks like it's been abandoned. And I don't think they've ever moved even for the last few, maybe weeks now, probably even months, a couple of months perhaps. So I'm driving with my windows down. It might be noisy for you because there's wind, and I won't continue. Maybe I should have it up. Okay, no windows up, but you'll probably still hear the vibration of the road, and it's probably not good. So I tell you what, since this is my additional podcast, and I'm trying not to do too many podcasts to save some time, to spend time with Bruce, or at least right now with my parents, and eventually with Bruce, more time with them. And so I will end this podcast now because there's not much nature or not much sound going on that is interesting but my car. And plus the vibration of the road also gets transferred to the diaphragm of the microphones. So thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. And this is a little bit of a bonus for you. Boners. No, not boner. Bonus. Boner. Bonus. Surprise, surprise! Thursday's podcast is back! But no, not quite. Anyway. Thank you for listening, and it will be very raw, meaning I'm going to cut this off. No editing. I'm lazy, so no intro music, no outro music, but I still call it another online podcast. by... Oh, you know what? I think my anniversary is coming up. My second podcasting anniversary is coming up. I started really right around this time is when I started doing the recording. In fact, 2 years ago exactly is when my parents came over and we recorded something on the way to the apple orchard. So, it's almost 2 years now. I think it probably is 2 years by the time you're listening to this. But of course, my first actual online was probably posted in October. Well, an official one, the one that I sit down in the studio and do the show there with my brother. And you're welcome to go back to all the older episodes. Go to onlinepodcast.com and go to the archive area and, you know, get yourself back all the way to 2004, September or October, and, you know, listen to those old podcasts. I used to record those not on my iReverb, but on my... MD mini disc from Sony, but since my mini disc lens head thingy, gosh, I was gonna burp, broke, and I wasn't able to do any recording then with that, and that's why I went out to Best Buy and bought myself an iRivka. And I've been loving it a lot, really. I love my iRiver a whole lot. The interface sucks, but at least the recording and all that, it's doing what I really am looking for the price I want to or willing to pay. I really want a really nice, Adderall E9 or E09 or something like that. But that's for the future. Whenever I have the money to do so, I will probably get those. And I will end the show now. Go to onlinepodcast.com, leave me comments. And this is a stereo show. Some of you, I'll keep it a little bit shorter. I'm just lazy too. And more vibrations, sorry. I'm gonna go now. Okay, it's gonna be very abrupt. I hate this, but I'm gonna have to do this because I don't want to do any editing. Bye, ladies and gentlemen. Ta-ta, and don't forget to smile.